There's this very specific kind of luxury, you know, the kind a lot of us daydream about. It's not just about a beautiful house. It's having that house put you seconds away from just pure spontaneous adventure.
Right. We're talking about Phuket, specifically the unique allure of properties right on the marinas.
Exactly. It's the ultimate blend of high-end living and the freedom to literally step off your porch and set sail.
It's an investment in real estate, yes, but also in instant access to the Andaman Sea.
So for this deep dive, our mission is to get past the marketing slogans. We want to deliver actionable insights. We'll look at prime locations, the financial structures, which are crucial, and the real lifestyle you're buying into.
And to do that, we have a really rock-solid foundation for this conversation.
We do.
We've drawn heavily from the expertise of Ocean Worldwide. They're a luxury real estate agency that's been based in Phuket since 2004, so they've seen it all.
And their director, Sandra O'Neill, has been navigating this specific market for years, helping literally thousands of families and investors. So we're channeling that deep on-the-ground knowledge right into this discussion.
Okay, so let's start with the core attraction, the lifestyle. What's so fascinating about marina living is that it sort of itself selects.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it attracts a certain community, people who all share a passion for the ocean, for adventure, and often for a really high-quality design. You find your people there.
It's the sheer convenience that really sells it, I think. These places aren't just near the water, they are gateways to adventure.
Right. You're not planning some complex month-long trip.
No. Island hopping becomes, I don't know, a regular Tuesday activity.
Yeah.
You could spontaneously explore the limestone karsts of Fanga Bay, or just decide on a Friday to pop over to Koh Yao Noi.
That direct, seamless access is priceless for a yacht owner. But here's the thing that might surprise people.
What's that?
Unlike some of these super remote luxury areas, you don't really sacrifice practicality.
That is surprising. You'd imagine being quite isolated, but the sources show they're really well connected.
Exactly. You're close to major roads, so getting to the airport or into Phuket town isn't a huge ordeal. You still have access to, international schools, good hospitals, big shopping centers.
That's a hard combination to find anywhere in the world. Peace and practicality.
It is. And for the listener who wants to build their own perfect version of that, the sources confirm you can get land plots with amazing sea views.
For a totally custom build.
A totally custom build, tailored exactly to what you want, no compromises.
Okay, that brings us to location, because the lifestyle is really defined by where you are. The source material breaks it down into three distinct coastal zones.
Yes, and each one has its own personality, its own vibe. Getting this right is probably the most important decision.
We're not just talking about geography, are we?
No, not at all. We're talking about three fundamentally different living experiences, from, say, high-end glam to something much more family-focused.
All right, let's start with the big one, the one with the title, the Monaco of Asia. That's Royal Phuket Marina on the East Coast. What does that name really mean in practice?
It means concentrated sophistication. Royal Phuket Marina is all about high-end living spaces and a very international community.
Right.
The architecture is modern, often award-winning, and built specifically to get the most out of that waterfront view.
When I was looking at the details, what really stood out was the attention to the little things. High ceilings, huge residences, and design elements like integrated lighting or built-in furniture.
It's designed to feel like a curated home, not just a holiday apartment.
And the amenities back that up.
They do. The facilities are pretty unrivaled. Think luxury pool decks with marina views, and this is a big one for daily life underground parking with a direct lift to your apartment.
It just makes everything easier.
It handles the logistics of living well, and location-wise, it's a hub. You're near top shopping centers, schools, hospitals, Phuket town. Even the popular beaches on the west coast, like Surin or Bang Tao, are within reach. The airport's about 30 minutes away.
It really is the definition of East Coast elegance and convenience.
But if that high-energy central location feels a bit too busy for you, we can shift.
Okay, where to?
To the northeast, to the tranquility of Ayopo Grand Marina. This is what some people call Phuket's hidden gem.
The big selling point here seems to be serenity. Those sweeping panoramic views across Fanga Bay.
That's it.
But does that peace and quiet come at a cost? A trade-off in practicality.
That's the critical question. For a yachting enthusiast, Aopo is an absolute haven because of its location. It gives you the most direct, easy access right into Fanga Bay.
So for exploring those limestone karsts, it's the best spot.
By far. But yes, that seclusion means you're deliberately moving away from the bustle of the southern spots.
So if you're thinking long-term and daily access to a big international school is a must-have, you need to factor in a longer drive time.
Absolutely. It's the classic trade-off. Unmatched serenity for a bit more time in the car. It really boils down to whether your day revolves around the sea or the school run.
Which brings us very neatly to the third spot, Geelong, down in the south. This sounds like a completely different world.
It is. It's a vibrant hub, but it's focused on functionality.
The source material calls it a genuine residential area. What does that mean compared to the curated feel of Royal Phuket Marina?
It means Geelong has grown organically into a real lived-in community. The properties reflect that. You find a lot of spacious family villas, often with big gardens, right alongside modern condos.
It feels more grounded.
Exactly. More established. It's less driven by that short-term, high-end resort tourism.
And for families who are actually relocating, this spot has a huge advantage.
The schools.
Proximity to several really reputable international schools. That's a non-negotiable for a lot of people making a long-term move.
And that stability, that year-round community, translates directly into financial strength.
How so?
Well, because Geelong caters to families, to long-term residents, and a constant flow of yacht crews who need long stays, it has a thriving, consistent rental market. Your vacancy risk is much lower than in a purely seasonal spot.
Okay, so we've established the dream. Let's talk about the reality of the price tag and the investment. Let's shift from lifestyle to the financial advantages.
Right. When we talk money, the consistent demand here translates into solid returns. The source material specifically points to established areas like Geelong, where a property can realistically pull in an annual rental yield of around 7%.
7%. And I assume places with a direct sea view or right on the marina command a premium on top of that.
Oh, absolutely. That boosts your income potential even further.
And what about capital appreciation, the value of the property itself?
The forecasts are strong. Experts are predicting value growth in these prime marina areas to be somewhere between 5 and 10% annually over the next few years.
Wow. Why so strong?
It's a pretty simple supply and demand equation, really. There's only so much coastal land, especially around marinas that are already built.
And at the same time.
At the same time, Phuket keeps investing in its infrastructure, better roads, better services, airport upgrades. All of that just makes these properties more desirable and more valuable over time.
This is great for a foreign investor, but navigating ownership laws can be intimidating. What did the sources say about that?
They were reassuring, actually. The system is mature and very well established. For condominiums, you can typically buy them freehold.
Okay, so you own it outright.
You own it outright. For other properties, like land or villas, it usually relies on a secure leasehold agreement.
Right. These are often those 30-year leases I've heard about.
Yes, but, and this is the important part, they often come with multiple guaranteed renewal options.
That phrase, guaranteed renewal, that's where the details matter, isn't it? For someone making a huge investment, how is that renewal actually secured?
It's a structured legal approach. These aren't just handshake agreements.
Yeah.
They're drafted by professional law firms to make sure those renewal options are secure, often pre-registered with the land department.
So it minimizes the uncertainty.
It does. It means that while the structure is different from freehold, it provides the long-term, multi-generational security investors are looking for. You're effectively looking at ownership for 90 years.
That clarity is essential. So it's an investment that needs good local guidance, but it's stable.
It absolutely is. But we have to remember, you're not just investing in dock space. You're investing in a whole environment.
Right. It's about the integrated living.
Yes. These places are built for a high-quality lifestyle that goes way beyond just yachting.
Like golf, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You're close to world-class courses like Mission Hills. It's a whole lifestyle package.
And the dining scene reflects that. You have everything from casual beach cafes to really sophisticated international restaurants. The sources called out Keep Yamu as a spot known for excellent food.
And shopping is convenient too. Maybe not a giant mall next door, but local markets, boutiques, specialty shops for daily needs.
Exactly. So now we've covered the locations, the financials, and the lifestyle. The last piece of the puzzle is actually buying something.
And the source material was very clear on this. You need to work with agents who really know the local scene.
It's crucial.
Okay, so if I'm a first-time international buyer looking at, say, Geelong, what's the biggest mistake a local expert helps me avoid?
It's understanding the micro-pricing. An expert knows the tiny, granular differences in value.
For example?
Well, a villa with a direct, unobstructed sea view will cost vastly more than an identical one two rows back with a partial view. A local agent understands that. They also know how things like noise from the marina entrance or the quality of the gym in the development affect the price.
So they stop you from overpaying.
They stop you from overpaying because they know the recent sales history. They know what a fair market price actually is.
So securing the deal is about more than just signing papers. It's having that expert for price negotiation, handling the complex paperwork, and making sure everything complies with Thai property law.
That's what gives you peace of mind.
Absolutely. So whether you're drawn to the efficiency of Chulalong, the quiet of Ayo Po, or the high-end feel of Royal Phuket Marina, it's a unique opportunity.
It is. It's an investment in a luxurious lifestyle that's supported by really solid financial fundamentals.
And here's a final thought to leave you with. The sources make it clear these marina areas are evolving. They are rapidly shifting away from just being luxury holiday spots. They are becoming integrated, long-term residential communities, places that offer a sustainable, high-quality, year-round life.
So you're not just buying a place to park your boat for a few months.
No. You're buying into the next wave of sophisticated, permanent coastal living in Asia.
A pretty compelling idea.
It is. And if you're ready to explore that shift from holiday spot to permanent home and find your own dream property by the coast, the best first step is to talk to the experts who've watched this market grow from the beginning. You should check out the listings and resources at oceanwwp.com.
That's oceanwwp.com.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.